Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
I'm
the bearer of worst news. I tell people stuff like, you know, bad news and just...
You love it.
He just drops bad news on you and then, all right, we're going on right now.
I don't give it to you.
No, it's not bad news. It was just, we were just talking about crap off the air.
I don't give you news in a tone of, oh, I'm sorry. Just like say it to you and it's like...
Yeah.
Even if it's bad news, I'm like, oh, damn it. I don't realize it until after.
Hey, what day of the week are you going to go shovel doo-doo at the farm? I'm like,
yeah, this is a good example.
It's like Tuesday or Wednesday or maybe both. Oh, God, I hope you haven't looked at the weather yet.
I was like, look at the TV.
It'll be all clouds. It's like...
Storm's coming.
Rain like hell.
Literally, like Fatboy never... like even with like a nice... I'm kind of skirting this a little bit, but kind of like, you know, a great ratings email that we get. Fatboy this...
He says
a little bit of dump on that, and then, you know, it's constantly like I woke up Sunday morning to a text that just said Sabu.
It just said Sabu.
Sabu.
And I was like, hold down question mark.
I scooped Grim Rico on that one.
He wasn't going to be
Grim
like
Rico is good.
Sabu is doing well. His health is great. Fatboy never spreads positivity.
Why would he?
Can't do it.
There's you're the no opposite joy of, with him.
You're the opposite of Dallas Page.
I don't pay it forward. It's like you look at the weather graphic and it's got the four horsemen on there. The fake ones like in the Bible, not the real ones.
Right. Yeah. Or the ones from Notre Dame either.
It's like it's going to rain.
Look. All right. Well, headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And what would you do in this situation? All right. So Starbucks, they're known for misspelling some names on some cups on their orders. But
they don't do it anymore. I always enjoyed when they would write mine wrong.
Markman.
They don't write on them. I had Markman. That's the ones they brought here. I never say my name's Matt Man.
Markman. Markman is good.
One time I did say Matthew, and I did get the F's in it. But yeah, that, mine, when I get it, which is not that
Matt.
Often, but they just have a little receipt taped to the cup.
We've got a latte for Matthew.
Walter Matthau, are you here? Walter?
We got a $40 piece of pound cake for Matthau.
Who ordered the chocolate croissant?
All right.
Did you order the $80 coffee?
You want it warm?
There is a couple who went to a fast food place in Florida called Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
I've never had that, and we have them in the
what?
Upstate here.
You want steak burgers?
No. Steak burgers are great. Custard, that's such a Yankee thing.
Frozen custard sounds.
What sounds good about it? The only custard I knew was the General.
I don't know.
From Clue.
All right, so they noticed instead of their name on the receipt, it just said help. And it was obviously written in big, bold font. And also handwritten in black marker on a takeout box. So they weren't sure what to do about the situation. So they posted a picture on social media and asked, if something they should, if someone should call the police about it.
This sounds, God, I feel
or was
like
it just a joke or a random placeholder or
something? Them just being social media creators trying to make a, like
something
when you
to
see
do.
Too many parents are making videos of their kid covered in flour or whatever. Look what little baby Joshua got into, and it's everywhere. I'm like, 10 minutes prior, mom's in there slinging it around. I need some content
for
my TikTok.
What? Like, you, how do you monetize it?
Does it put on TikTok?
Like, they usually don't, right? So it's like a 15-second video of mom in the kitchen doing something stupid.
Yeah, but they gave me a notification that if I do 1,000 more of these, that I'll be a top creator. And I can monetize on my TikTok.
That's what you want to do.
On a TikTok shop.
Monetize on your TikTok
shop. Oh, my God. When those coupons are going around. Scam that was.
Yeah.
Here's a coupon for a TikTok shop. Support local small business TikTok shop. TikTok shop.
So, yeah, I'm not paying taxes.
Back to the story. A lot of people say that they should have let them someone know, including the police. So some police officers were following the post, and they called the authorities, and the police sent someone out. And the customer said that they found out it was just an employee playing a prank.
You got anything in your coffee that
why
would stick
they
me,
would
poke
do
me, hurt
that.
Me?
I do not know.
Help.
Did you order a $50 scone?
Maybe they were playing Get to Know Me, passing notes like, all right, this note says favorite Beatles song.
Help. Blackbird singing in the dead of the night.
I need somebody.
I have a coffee for Scone Cold.
Scone Cold Skeeve Austin.
Skeeve. Oh, boy.
Oh, that would be the one they mess with. Skeeve. I have a coffee for Skeeve.
We have a coffee for Under Mocha.
I have a black coffee, a venti for Oxaflopping. Is Oxaflopping in here anywhere?
Mike?
Oxaflopping.
Mike Oxaflopping?
Mike,
are you here?
That's the best. All right.
What about anyone from the Sweeney family? Mike? Mike Sweeney? Anybody Sweeney?
Sweeney family.
Anybody Sweeney?
Anybody have a Sweeney family?
Now that I want to do the bit, I can't think of any freaking names of families that graduated.
You can't get in your Facebook fussing mind. God. No, I'm thinking like pop culture stuff now. I'm not thinking like that punny kind of way. You got to think coffee. It's got to be a pun with coffee. Dave Barista. Huh?
Oh, that
Dave
works.
Barista, like Batista.
Do you believe that you should stay with someone past the holiday and then break up afterwards? Or should you just do it on
like
the holiday?
Like which one? Like Juneteenth, you should probably stay through it.
Unless you're off.
Yep.
Well, here's a story. Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne. I can never say it. Lil.
He is little.
Lil.
So did Lil Wayne.
Isn't it amazing that it was Little Richard? But it was, now everything's Lil.
Lil Wayne. Ooh. Kick his girlfriend and her daughter to the curb on Mother's Day. That's pretty low. Can you not wait till the next day?
Y'all need to get out of my house now.
Okay, day's over. Get
she
out.
She took my scissor.
Get out.
Get out. Get out.
So.
He just like old Yoda now. Like he's wild. I mean, he's not old, but I'm saying he's like old Yoda.
He looks like an alien.
Yeah. He looks like E.T. kind of.
And he's a small dude. I don't know how he could drink so much crunk and smoke so much weed.
Is he petite? How big?
Yeah.
Oh, very small. I mean, he looks like a taller Webster.
So Lil Wayne's girlfriend, Denise Bedeau, says Wayne broke up with her by text
Look
on
her
Mother's
up.
Day.
I don't know how to spell that.
And kicked.
Will you spell that for him because you'll be surprised.
Oh,
B-I-D-O-T Bedeau.
Yeah.
D-I-T-O-T?
B-I-D-O-T. So Wayne broke up with her by text on Mother's Day, according to Denise. And
with three C's thick.
Like, did that match up with, I don't know. I was a little surprised.
I mean, like all the songs say they like big butts and, rappers aren't going to be with a thin girl. They're just not. I mean, generally speaking, like they're going to have some yam bags. They're going to have some donk. They're going to have some more words that are cool.
Oh, I saw a rap song meme people could not figure out. Obviously, I got it pretty quickly. It was a snake, and then it was a snake coiled, and in the middle of the coiled was a four-pack of rolls, like what would be buns, you would call.
Yes.
And the snake was wrapped around these buns. And I'm like, oh, this is
snakey
obvious.
Snakey buns. No.
The snake was an anaconda.
My anaconda
don't want none unless you got buns, huh? You can do side bends and sit-ups.
But please don't lose that butt, Denise Bedeau.
All right, so.
She's a vow away from being bidet.
He kicked her and her daughter out of his home.
She's with Diddy.
She also accused him of physically abusing her and other women.
Man, that's all. Look, Wayne, I mean, you got Diddy going through it now.
Yeah.
You don't need to be, like, on his coattails. You don't want
accusations. Well, at least she was of age, though.
That's true.
I mean, if we're comparing.
Did you hear yesterday he was making hearts with his hands toward his family? Diddy was?
No.
They said when he walked into court, he was doing that toward his family.
What constant? Is it state law or the judge or whatever? Like, who gets to decide cameras can be in there or only?
Federal trials, you can't.
I think that's the judge, because I've covered cases where the reporters have to stay in this room where there's a glass.
Window. But they allow painters to come in and do it.
And then you record from that room through the glass. And then
don't listen to her. She's full of it.
He's okay, watched more Dateline, so this should, no. This really should go with
and that. So the perpetrator stands there and flips you off while you're trying to record and get a good shot. So you're just like, oh, keep it up, buddy. That's not going to help you in court. Because they know.
Oh, when you were on TV, you were doing
that? Yeah,
they, I did any it. Of the prisoners like ever like try to say, hey, I got a conjugal visit Saturday? Or?
Well, I never got to interview him, obviously, because, you know.
I heard about a prison Paige used to live near.
Alcatraz?
Terminal Island.
We're opening it again.
The girls would go out there in the boats and flash all the prisoners like it was a big deal.
God.
And they would have parades doing it.
Oh, crazy.
In and out of the bay.
All they do is work out. They're going to get strong, rip them gates apart, and come swimming after you like Jason.
You don't want to go to San Quentin.
And it's a federal prison, so all the guys are like, you know, they try to go to Terminal Island if they could. Try to get put out there.
Terminal Island.
Yeah. Because evidently, the way it was, you know, depending on who you were in the federal system, you could request to go to certain places. Certain guys, like the federal system is a lot different than states. Like federal, you don't do parole.
Right.
And like federal trials, there are no cameras.
And that's a tough place to live. You won't survive that unless you know the system and how to play the game.
Have you watched that, I don't know if it's on Netflix or what. I won't even like give it 5 minutes unless I've heard somebody else say, yeah, it's worth watching. But they do this social experiment where it's like a smaller prison. I want to say like maybe 100 inmates. And then they go no rules for like a month or something.
God.
Or they release them and they run the prison themselves.
I want to say I saw a show like that.
It's something. I think it's on Netflix. It's like, God, it sounds great, but I feel like if I give it any time, it's going to suck. I'm going to be pissed.
60 days
I'd rather
in
not know.
Rather not invest.
60 days in was a decent show.
Is that the one where they let them just run it like it's an
asylum?
No,
that's the one they take normal people and put them in to see if they can assimilate.
See if they can handle it.
Yeah.
I remember that guy, the black guy with no sleeves that would come on Springer and yell at the kids. Yeah. You've been drawing ding-a-lings on the bathroom wall. You're going to end of the pen. We're going to show you. What happens?
Now I'm getting confused with the Keenan bit they do on SNL, so I don't want to like mix them together.
Yeah, right. You remember the guy? He would come out wearing like sweater vest, but with no shirt on. He was ripped.
He was on Murray.
Yeah. Oh, Murray, not Maury Povich, not Springer. He just yelled at him. And like, even if I'm the parent of that kid and they are on Maury because they're bad kids, I still don't like you screaming at my kid like
yeah,
that.
You
were on Maury.
Nobody's been in prison, Maury. So that's for sure.
That's right. I would not use soap, in fact. I don't have to worry about dropping it. I want to be stinky, so you don't want none of this.
I like when Murray would switch it up.
Some guys like that.
I know. That's what I was just thinking. Oh, I like it with a little funk on it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Remember, he would be like, you are not the father, and the guy would be dancing. Or he'd do it the other way. You are.
Didn't it get to the point where it was almost like American Idol? He's like, you are, we'll tell you right after this.
pretty much. And the guys would be dancing. I love that when the guys, like, he don't have kids now and he's dancing.
He's doing the crip walk off the stage, walking back there. And the woman grabs her face in despair and runs back to the little waiting area where she knows, wait here, because Maury's going to run over in despair with the cameraman.
And then Maury's so nice about it. She's like, it could be like five other possibilities.
Do you think, like, you know, in wrestling, like a lot of the announcers say, I don't want to know what happens at a time. I want to play like.
JR said that.
Right. So do you think...
I don't want to know the finish.
Maury did not know until he pulled the card open? Or do you think they're like, hey, by the way, Maury, the dad's probably going to run off screaming because he's not the dad, so watch out.
Oh, I feel like he didn't know. You wouldn't want to know, right? I wouldn't want to know either.
That's like when we do Truth and Consequences and stuff. Like, you tell me a little bit just to kind of start it off. I like to listen like everybody else and play along.
You know what they should have done?
It sounds like I'm just being lazy, and it could be.
I'd go out to and get some crowd participation. Go out into the crowd and say, read this. And then the crowd would be like, you are the father. They'd be dancing. Like, they'd be going off, too.
That's awful. All right, Paige, thank you. We'll take a break when we come. We didn't get to this yesterday. We still got some new music from Dan in Columbia. It's
he gets mad if you don't play it within a certain time.
Which is fine. I mean, he did, what, like three new ones? I bet it took all of like 5 minutes.
It's like somebody that buys you a present, and they overzealously want you to open their present
they
first.
They stand there. Yeah, they're like, open mine first. Open
mine
first.
You like it?
I only heard one of the three.
I don't like to listen to him.
The one was only 30 seconds long. Because he sent it directly to me, and I was like, it's weird. You're getting something for free. But I'm like, do me a favor. Send them the Fat Boy, because I don't want to hear them. I want to really react like that. But then that takes Fat Boy's ability to react.
I don't get to do it.
But we also can't just play him without listening, because every once in a while he might say a word that we can't say and things.
Oh, I feel like he tries to sneak one in too when he can.
Right. So. There was a fart on the end of that last one, but it's like, we're cool with that. I don't know why you needed to act like you're going to bleep it. All right. So we'll get to that as well. Your phone calls 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Song's about John Holmes, right?
I don't believe so.
I think it's what I read.
I saw it was about John Holmes.
You hear this. Hey, who is John Holmes?
Who is John Holmes?
Come on.
That's like asking who is Santonio Holmes.
It's like us asking who Michael Jordan is. Like, we know the legends in our lives. As should you.
John Holmes. Let's play charades.
Okay.
He just dropped it.
I'm doing like the Rosie Rivet thing, but I'm just slapping my forearm in my other hand.
He fought George Foreman, duh.
I'm trying to. And what was the name of this?
Like a horse.
Okay, so what was it? So are you referring to porn? Who is the other one who is not very attractive? And I had it hard to believe that he was ever in a porn movie.
Ron Jeremy.
Yes. Ew.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's doing bad.
Good.
Yeah, like dementia.
That's called karma.
Bless his heart. He was a
I mean, it's weird. Like, you're getting paid to have sex, but then you also take advantage of people. Like, my God.
I'm sure.
The best job in the world.
I'm sure we know somebody that's got some wild stories about old RJ coming to town. And I want to out this person because, you know, just because of the stigma that comes along with knowing Ron Jeremy now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know this person for real?
Oh, yeah. It might have taken pictures for us way back in the day. He would take pictures every time Ron would come to town. He was like his photographer. So I'm sure this person's got a lot of stories of, you know, local fare of Ron.
Right.
Various women.
I don't know who you're talking about. No idea. They wear shoes I don't approve of?
Nobody knows how old he is.
Yes, that's him.
He's a leap year boy.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Hates Trump too, which is surprising to me.
Is this the person that took my wedding picture?
Yes.
Surprising to me that somebody from where he's from does not like Donald Trump. Legit shocked.
Well, you know what? That kind of says he's his own person and not just letting society decide for him.
Says he's not welcome back in Belton is what it says.
Honey of Path welcomes him with open arms. You know, I'm going to be accused of playing favorites, but I don't care. At least I'm being honest with you. Yep. She's not been waiting as long as others have, but I'm sorry. I always know that it's going to be an excellent phone call when we go to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yes.
And talk to Edith. Hey, Edith.
Good morning, y'all.
How you?
Paige, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you, Edith. That means a lot to me.
Her stomach was tore up real bad.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Very sick.
Yeah, I suffer from IBS, too. I know what it's like.
Gosh.
Like, you've probably been in the rig before and like, oh, I got to pull over.
What is it like with IBS? Because I don't think I had that. I had...
Where you can't... your stomach decides what it's going to come out, liquid or solid.
Oh.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And
it's like a smoothie machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I used to keep a bucket in the van. I don't know what you did in the truck, Edith, but
I had a waste basket. I could put it on cruise control and go down the highway still steering the truck.
No way. That would be horrible.
Yeah, boys.
Thank goodness I didn't have that.
You didn't
problem.
Litter, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
No.
You don't want to sling it on the road.
It went into the dumpster.
Okay, I'm hoping good. That this will be the last time that ever happens to me, honestly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because, like, as I said earlier, Edith, I was on an escalator thinking I was going to throw up on people. By the time I got to the top, I was like, thank God I didn't barf.
I got busted on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
For using the bathroom in the car?
Well, because you're not supposed to have commercial vehicles on it. I forgot about it. I pulled up there to use it real quick, and the cop comes banging on the van. I'm like, you got to give me a minute, man, because I'm sitting on a 5-gallon bucket with a hole cut out.
Oh, my God.
The van's rocking. Fat boy's probably hawking.
He's hawking.
Lord.
Edith, we're sorry.
Edith, another question, because as like next time Edith calls in, I want to ask her some more trucker stuff. Are there lot lizards for women? Truckers.
Mm. Yes.
Really? Now, how do you identify that? Is there some kind of...
That's a great question.
Certain clothes they wear? Do they stand by a certain diesel pump? How would you know?
No. They do just like the rest of them do. They go door to door.
Okay.
And do you have to pay them, or do they do it for free?
Oh, yeah. But I don't. I learned a long time ago how to wad up a whole handful, whether they're used or not, of paper towels and throw them outside the window and hang a bra up on the front of the truck so they think it's in the process so they don't bother
that's
you.
Smart. That and you get some sleep.
That is crazy.
Yes.
You put out decoy bras.
I would do that. Like, leave me the hell alone. I need my nappies.
Yep.
Your bra would slip a truck if you let it
cover the
it
whole
would
front.
Not. I'm not that obese.
My goodness.
So, like, you just got men and women that, you know, are just hanging out. And
sex
just,
workers.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
And the pickle parks are the worst, though.
Pickle parks. Hey,
that's a new one.
Oh, my
Now,
goodness.
First off, you taught us, what was the other thing, stump bucking?
Stump broke.
You taught us about stump breaking. Now,
pickle parks.
Pickle parks.
I mean, is that what you're assuming? It's just like dudes hooking up with dudes is a pickle park?
Yes.
My God.
Yes. That's the reason why it was... they called them chicken chokers and pickle parks.
Well, thank God the Spartanburgers don't play at Pickle Park.
Oh,
that wouldn't
my
work.
God. Could you imagine?
Thank God it's Fifth Third Park.
God.
Like,
You don't want to ask for extra pickles there. My
Chicken Jokers.
Those are great band names, by the way.
Man. Edith, write a book. I want to like read all this like insider info.
Oh, I'd love to. I just I acquituated from Ringo, so I don't spell so well.
Dude,
Ringo.
Dude, so in downtown Greenville, there's a thing called Pickle Park, and it's for pickleball. Oh, it's for people to go play pickleball.
Oh, yes.
I know, because I was like, my God, there's one in 7 miles from here. Fat Boy can go.
It's real nice.
Yeah.
Pickle Park. There you go, buddy.
Pickle Park. Wow.
God, one of our favorite shows we used to watch was in Ringgold. Way before we got on to Chattanooga, Small Town Security. You remember that show?
Yeah.
Oh, we loved it.
It makes me depressed to think about it, that I actually gave time to watch those shows.
You gave up that part of
your
life.
Parking Wars and Shrimp.
Shout out, Dennis.
Shrimp and Wars. What's Under Oak Island, all that stuff. Let's see. Oh, here's a good text for you, Edith. What if Edith was a lesbian? Would she have issues finding a lot lizards that were in the girls? That's a good question.
Oh.
No, because they usually do both.
Oh, they would.
Really?
They would either or. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Hey, did you hear the mom call about the kid who got a hickey? Did you hear
Yes.
that?
Thoughts on that?
She needs to watch because my stepson was sent out here 20-something years ago to live with his dad because at 13, he had his first child.
What?
So please, 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 ma'am, you're doing the right thing, but get mad at the school because somebody's supposed to be watching them, and there should not be any chance whatsoever for anything like that on a school outing to happen.
Yeah, too. I agree with
for
you.
For sure.
I mean, the other guys, like, you got to let them, it's a rite of passage, but.
No, it isn't. The rite of passage is not having a child at 13.
So do you know, like, I guess the circumstance was, you know, 13-year-old sneaking off and, like, how else would it happen, right? Like,
right. He was on a school outing and that's when it happened. Now the teachers are afraid to actually get involved with the children anymore, and I can't blame them because of all the crap that come out.
Right.
But if you're an adult, you're supposed to be watching those children because they don't have the mindset. Oh, it's fun. Let's do it. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun until you get caught.
That's true.
And then it ain't fun.
You know,
according
to 13.
I Googled this, how long does it take to give a hickey? And the answer is on Teen Vogue, the website.
God,
Teen Vogue.
They shouldn't be talking about
it. It only takes 20 to 30 seconds of sucking to create a hickey. But on those with thicker necks, this guy right here, 5 to 10 minutes.
God almighty, 10 minutes?
Yeah. That's a long time.
Well, I mean, I got a fat neck.
I'm supervised.
Well, you can take your thumb and your first finger, and you can take and pinch the skin and twist it around, and you'll have a hickey.
Well, that's how some of us have fun,
that's
you know.
Where your blood veins run right through there, through your neck.
Damn it. Do you like to be choked out during sex, Edith?
Don't lie.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't either.
Me neither.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Nope.
That's all I need is a thumb and a booger finger to have fun.
I'm into pleasure, not pain.
Right, me too. All right, Edith, Paige said keep in touch with her about the concert. And
I will, but call me because I gave you my phone number. Do you still have it?
Yeah, it ends in a 7 and a 3.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Edith, have a great morning, honey.
We love you, Edith.
Y'all do the same.
Hey, may I call you, honey? Is that okay? You're not offended?
Yes,
okay.
And I love y'all.
We love you. Thank you, man.
I'll be y'all's mama.
All we right. love you, Chicken Choker. Oh. We'll see you later.
Pickle Park. Thank you, Edith.
Oh,
God.
Sweetheart.
She's sometimes like I'll get trucker questions, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to. Next time I talk to Edith, I'll ask her.
Want
to
know.
She's a treasure trove of cool sayings and information.
She is. Next time we'll ask her if she ever thought about being a mule. Or was it ever offered
write that
to
down
her?
For real.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I have a notepad in my phone that says Edith questions.
We can't do them all at once.
No, you get two or three, let the conversation go, and if you get dull for a minute, say, okay, yeah, let me ask you this. You know, what's the cool word for rubber ducky now? That's another one I want to ask.
I love that.
Edith, I'm going to put you right up here with Christy from Homa. I'm going to save you on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Check in with you.
She doesn't call anymore.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Because Fat Boy wouldn't let it go that she had a threesome with her sister. every time she called, it would come up.
All the
She's
time.
Like, I'm regretted ever telling that story to you guys.
Christy, sorry. The boy gets fixated.
Okay, I'm just going to ask this question because it's a text coming in. It's just what it is. Can people with darker skin get hickeys?
Well, that's a good question.
I think the question...
can they bruise? Of course.
I think bruising, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's a bruise. It's essentially what it is, so...
I got a buddy who's black.
Have Rico see if he can give himself a hickey or get one from Mrs. Rico.
Rico, do the finger trick for the hickey. Yeah. Let me know. I got a buddy who's black who, when he goes to the beach, he wears tanning lotion and he'll cover up because he says he still, you know, like burns.
Because we can all get sun cancer.
Yeah, but I asked him, I'm like, how do you know?
He's skin cancer.
You feel it. Like, I couldn't tell by looking at him. He just said you feel it.
Yeah, but I mean, probably like it adds to like the complexion's probably like a little bit, like, you know, like you think. Well, yeah.
He said I won't be able to tell because he's darker skinned. But if he were lighter skinned, like you could tell for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. We're learning so much.
So much.
We really are. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Those of you on hold, 1-800-774-0093. And we will at some point get to those new songs, Dan. I saw your text. We are going to play them.
Oh, Dan.
So you're going to play it before 9? I got to go to work.
Dan, maybe? You hold on.
All right, good morning, everybody.
Dan.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, Danny's supposed to be there. Hang on a second.
What? We're on the radio, you know.
Yeah, I just had stuff out of order. You're supposed to hear a fun little rejoin right there, like dan 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 dan, little jazz stuff.
You mean to do it live? Dun 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 dun. Oh, it's royalty free music. Dun dun.
So I can put it in right here.
We'll still get an iTunes copyright. Dun, 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 dun. That's a song, guys. You're just humming it. That still counts. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, bunch dun, of hummers.
Dun, 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 dun.
What's up, Roy?
We're still getting texts about the hickeys, even after all this time. I get this from Nikki. She says, I got a... Oh, Nikki got a hickey. Ha ha. I got a hickey at 13. My mom grounded me for a month. I still turned out fine. Sometimes, though, a little overreacting can save a lot of heartbreak later. Y'all are, like, sitting in Hobby Lobby reading, like, phrases off of plaques and stuff.
Now, you could have said you got the hickey against your will and I got grounded.
You would have got turned on. Sometimes a little overreacting saves a lot of heartbreak later. Hickeys go away. Screenshots don't.
Oh, hickeys don't last. Bad guys do.
Girl, good girls go to heaven. Bad girls go down on the mat.
Oh.
That was my old wrestling mat.
Okay. Ooh, look at you. Yeah. Playboy.
Remember the guy we had on shortly Playboy. After Scott had passed Playboy. Away? He sounded like him so much. I was like, man, this is eerie.
Oh, yeah. Because we kept getting him to say, hey, yo. And he was laughing while I said it. God, that was good. That was good.
Hey, yo.
Okay. So Dan in Columbia, I think for going on 15 years, has made us, and they're not even really parody songs. They're just fun little Rise Guys songs. And he loves to come up with his own ideas.
Okay.
He doesn't like you to give him ideas.
He really doesn't like participation or contributions.
And he likes just watching us on social media and using it against us in a sort of kind of fun, comedical way.
Uh-oh. Yeah, the stuff he saves and talks about and
play the tries one to that, throw against you. So he's made three here. Play the one that you know that I've heard first. So because I have heard one of these.
I think it's the shorter one of the three.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like he's making fun of me. That's me doing my turkey call.
I don't want Travis Kelce coming after us now.
I gotta. You know what's crazy? I had to ask myself, who is that even singing? I know all of you are mad at me for not knowing. What is my latest turkey call video? Let me see where it's at.
I love that.
The turkey theme going.
I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't know what I'm saying exactly, but they hear what I'm saying and react.
They speak turkey.
Yeah. I jive.
Yeah.
Jive.
Say it, my man.
Say it, my man.
Oh, yeah. Here
speak
it is.
Turkey to me, baby.
What?
Well, who's laughing at you?
That was the duck laughing.
If you listen closely, you can hear.
You stupid bitch!
No, he was thinking that in Turkish. He was saying that in Turkish.
You know what I'd be saying to the turkey, right? And the chicken.
I'm gonna pump you good.
No, not until Thanksgiving. No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You want another one here?
Yeah. He took my turkey gobble and made
I
songs.
Love it.
I think you'll know this tune.
Hey, how do you come up with that?
I don't know. How do you beat that?
Master mixer.
Wow. I hope he doesn't desecrate the song any further. Wow.
He's gotta
like, how do you hear music and hear, oh, I could put a turkey gobble in there and make it fun? I mean, it worked. I just don't know how you thought of that.
What if it...
He did,
what
if...
From Taylor Swift to Leonard Skinner.
He put one more up.
Okay, good.
And I love this. I don't like this song, but I love this artist.
Oh, my God.
Look at him nailing the drum solo.
Wow.
Well, I love Phil Collins.
Will you do it again? Is it do it again?
Yeah, we can do it again. Hang on a second.
God. The way he like blended that.
You ready?
So
yeah. God. Man, dude. Like you're a savant. And I say that with like the fact you brought those two together.
Wow. Danny boy.
Well done, Dan. That was good.
You can win the Scab Award off of
that
these.
That was fun. I'll play that for the grandson later. He'll enjoy that. He won't know any of the artists, but Dan, do some Blippi remakes for my kid or for my grandson so I can play it for him.
God,
it wasn't a 40 and Slippy. It's not really my kid. It's my grandson.
I don't even know what that sounds like, the Blippies. That'd be fun to hear.
He just does songs about fire trucks, dump trucks, excavators, like big, you know, big machinery.
Walls? Songs about walls?
No.
I love that.
I'm thinking of Elmo.
Thank you, Dan.
Elmo does a wall song. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? It was real good. all right. Maybe tomorrow Dan can do some Donald Duck songs for Paige.
He turns them around quick.
Paige, what is up in that plex of yours?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to find out if this is gross or brilliant. What should you put in your dishwasher or not put in your dishwasher? We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Already a solid guess on this because they put it on some of the packages at Adam and Eve.
I was about to
say. They say dishwasher safe.
Melissa, you know.
I'm like, I'm sorry, if I go get a fork and it's set inside a butt plug, I ain't eating there.
No.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.